Whistling by Elizabeth Partridge. Jake, Daddy whispers, it's almost time. I poke my head out of my warm sleeping bag. The air is tingly and cold. Millions of tiny stars glitter in the sky, way up high. Orion stands watch. Daddy says, I'm ready, but I'm not so sure. Daddy pushes another branch into the fire. Twinkling orange sparks fly up to the stars. I'm ready, I whisper, but my stomach does little flips. Maybe I'm not. Daddy grins at me. I see you're ready, but the sun isn't. How long? I ask. Soon, he replies. A family of deer peek out from the trees. A rabbit hops by. Soon, Daddy said. Will I be able to? I take in a breath and let it out, all in a whoosh. Nothing. I knew it. Too hard. You can do it, Daddy says. I tumble into his lap. He wraps his long arms around me. Daddy smells of smoke and coffee, and his shirt feels scratchy against my face. I gulp in more air and make my lips a tight circle the way Daddy taught me. Whoosh! My breath blows away on the wind. Gently, whispers Daddy, the way we practiced last week. Gently, I take in another breath. And then, softly, so softly, I'm whistling. I am! I whistle and whistle. A bird calls, croo, croo. Another answers, and another. The forest is full of their sleepy songs. The birds are answering you, says Daddy. I want to jump and shout, but I keep whistling. The stars fade and the birds sing louder and faster. I feel dizzy, but I won't stop, not even for a second. The last star winks and is gone. Just when I think my lungs will burst, Daddy's whistle starts up rich and low. I gulp in more air. Together, our whistling is strong and true. The sun bursts over the mountain peak. I leap into the field and run till I can't run anymore. Then I loop back to Daddy. We did it, I yelled. We whistled up the sun.